It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. We haven't seen the Rileys all summer, and as we look in on them, we find that this is an important day in the Riley household. The whole family, wife Peg and children Junior and Babs, have been looking forward to this day of days with eager anticipation. And as Chester Riley enters his home...
Peg, the Lord Munster is home.
Oh, Riley, darling.
Hello, Peg.
Here's a kiss for you.
Well, some kiss, Dumplin'. You never forget when it's payday.
Right. How can you say a thing like that? I don't kiss you just because it's payday. Uh-huh. Hand it over.
Wait a minute. Let me get through the door.
Come on.
Relax, Peg. Relax. I'm not running away. I'm stuck with you for life, sweetheart.
Well, why all the stalling? Riley, nothing's happened to
you. Nothing's happened. I got all the dough right here. See? 56 bucks.
56? But you get 59.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, on my way home, I happened to...
Oh, Riley, you didn't go and buy another one of your foolish gadgets.
But this is something we need.
Oh, we're up to our neck in unpaid bills, and you go and squander $3.
I didn't squander it. With this thing I bought, we won't have to worry about them bills we owe.
Well, what did you buy?
A rubber stamp marked paid in full. Every bill comes in, we stamp it, quick. Now, you take back what you said about me being foolish.
Chester Riley, you're the most impractical, the most exasperate. You can't get rid of an unpaid bill just by stamping it paid in full. You need money to pay bills.
Well, we got money. Look, 56 bucks. We're not paupers, you know. With this $56,
hey, Pop. Oh, boy, payday. How about my allowance, Pop? You owe me for 8 weeks and you promised to pay me today. How about it, huh, Pop?
With this 54 bucks, we ain't paupers, you know.
Hello, Daddy dear. Oh, Daddy, I've just got to have the money to get my shoes. The store won't hold them after today, and you promised.
Well, Peg, with this 43 bucks here, we ain't paupers, you know, and we can... Yes?
Mr. Riley, I'm from the Easy Pay Loan Company.
Mr. Riley is dead.
I can believe that. You look much better than last time. Riley, your estate owes us for 3 months, and unless you pay, we're going...
All right. Here. Well, Peg, with this $20 here, we ain't... We're paupers.
We're not paupers, but we have to watch our bills.
Well, we always got along okay before. I don't understand it.
Well, I've been telling you day in and day out, but you won't listen. Prices are simply terrible and getting worse.
We've got inflation, Pop.
The country's using cheap money.
Cheap money? Where can I buy some?
If you'd read the papers once in a while instead of Junior's comic books, you'd know what's happening in the world.
Oh, the papers. A lot of papers tell you. On Monday, you read that the Republicans say it's the fall of the Democrats and prices go up. On Tuesday, the Democrats say it's the fall of the Republicans and the prices still go up. On Wednesday, you don't know whose fault it is because you ain't got a nickel left to buy a paper.
Well, we've just got to do something.
I know. Maybe I'll get on Truth or Consequences and win $20,000. Or better yet, I'll buy a sweepstake ticket and maybe I'll win $100,000.
Or maybe you ought to ask your boss for a $5 raise.
Now, let's not get fantastic.
Riley, all this talk won't pay the bills.
Well, you're right. Talking's no good. When a family's in a spot like we are, there's only one thing to do. The head of the house has got to go out and earn extra money.
Pop, you're not going to send Mom to work.
I said the head of the house. That's me, remember? I'll get a job.
But you've got a job.
I meant an extra job, nights.
Oh, no. You work hard enough as it is. Why, some nights you're so tired you fall asleep over your soup.
Yeah. Remember when he almost got drowned in the clam chowder?
There's no sacrifice too great for a father to make. I look on you like the papa bird looks on his little brood.
Oh, Daddy, do you have to be so corny?
All right, so I'm corny. But you can learn a great lesson from the birds. When the little birdies are hungry, the papa bird keeps flying around till he gets enough worms. And from now on, I'm going to see to it that you birds have plenty of worms.
All right, next, please. Who's next?
Me, sir. I'm next, sir. You had an ad in the paper for a job in your store here.
We had several ads. Which one are you applying for?
Well, it's the one I got it here somewhere.
Well, hurry up, hurry up. We haven't got all night.
I got it. Oh, here. This job here. Wanted model for ladies' lingerie. No, that's the wrong one. Here, this one. Man wanted mattress department, part-time 7 to 11.
Oh, yes. Well, that job's still open. Step this way.
Oh, good. I'm pretty sure I can do the work. Lifting mattresses is a cinch for me. I'm very willing and strong as an ox. You see that cash register there? I could lift that cash register and run all the way home with it.
The last man tried that. That's why there's an opening. Oh, here we are. Step in here.
Yeah. In the window?
Yes, we've got a display here.
Yeah. Hey, it's just like a bedroom. It's beautiful.
Yes, we're pushing a new foam rubber mattress, and we want a live model in this bed.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I thought...
Of course, if you're not interested.
Oh, no, I'm interested. I just got to get a job. I need the money.
Well, take your shoes off, put these pajamas on over your clothes, and hop into bed.
Pajamas?
Yeah.
I always wear a nightshirt.
Come on, we're wasting time.
Okay. Only wearing these pajamas, I feel just like a woman.
Now get into bed, and I'll open the curtains to the public.
Well,
hurry now. Betty, bye.
Okay, I'm in.
Well, pull the covers over you.
Ain't you gonna tuck me in?
Now close your eyes. You see, the main thing is to look restful. There'll be a lot of people watching you through that window, so it's absolutely essential that you look relaxed and natural. Well, that's natural enough.
Oh, Mom, is Pop home yet?
What are you doing out of bed?
It's almost midnight.
I wanted to see Pop.
Oh, I hope he isn't going to be as late as this every day.
Well, did he say what kind of a job he got?
No, he phoned and just said he's got a job in a department store and he'll tell us all about it.
Oh, there he is now.
Peg, Junior, what are you all doing up?
We were waiting for you, dear.
Yeah, what kind of a job you got, Pop?
How much are you getting?
Do you work every night?
Now, wait a minute. Give me a chance to sit down.
Oh, children, stop pestering your father with questions. He's been working all night. Can't you see he's dead tired?
Oh, sit down here, Pop.
Oh, here's your slippers, Daddy.
You want your pipe, Pop?
Thanks, kids.
Now, tell us all about it. What kind of job did you get?
Well, it's in the mattress department.
Riley, I won't have you lifting those heavy mattresses.
But I...
Yeah, don't forget your weak back.
Oh, don't worry about my back. I give it plenty of rest.
I don't like it, Riley. It isn't fair to expect you to do it.
But, Peg, it's only for 4 hours. And honestly, all I do is...
It isn't every man who do what you're doing for us.
But, Peg, I'm...
Putting in 8 hours at the plant and then breaking your back all night lifting those heavy beds.
But, Peg...
Oh, Riley, you're so sweet.
Babs, I... Peg, I...
What are you trying to say, dear?
It's killing work, but I can take it.
How much they pay you, Pop?
$5 a night.
Oh, that's $30 a week. Yeah. Gee, we'll be rich. Oh, I hope it keeps up and you don't get fired.
Oh, don't worry. Daddy won't get fired. He won't lie down on the job.
Thank you, Babs.
Well, Riley, dear, it's late. You better get to bed.
Get to bed? I just got up. I mean...
You poor darling. You're so tired you can't even talk straight.
I'll be all right.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Pop. Father.
That's the first time he ever called me father. What'll he think of next?
Hurry up and set the table, Babs. Your father's only got a half hour for dinner before he goes to the store.
Oh, it's a crying the way Daddy hardly has enough time to eat properly.
Oh, he's just killing himself.
Hey, Pop's coming up the walk. Is dinner ready?
Yes, yes. Now, here, Junior, put this platter in your father's place.
Oh, boy, fried chicken, my favorite.
That's for your father.
A whole chicken? What'll we eat?
Well, I've prepared some nice vegetables for us.
Oh, who wants vegetables? I want chicken.
Junior, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know how hard Daddy works. He's got to have extra food. You don't do anything all day.
I'm sorry.
Now, remember, if your father says anything, we're tired of chicken.
Well, hello, Peg. Hello, hi, Junior. Hello, Babe. Supper ready? Pass the bread, pass the salt, pass the ketchup.
Riley, aren't you even going to take your hat off?
No, no time. Pass the horseradish.
Oh, here. I'll take your hat.
Oh, Riley, it's very bad for you to rush through your meals like this. Now, holding down two jobs is too hard. Why, you're so overtired you haven't slept for the last three nights. Oh, give up this new job, dear.
No, Peg. I made my bed and I'm going to lie in it. No sacrifice is too great for a father to make for his family. The way I look at it, a father is...
Pop, again with the birds.
No. This time I feel more like I'm a captain. And my family is my ship. And I gotta steer my ship through the storm to a safe port. Well, let's eat. Oh, boy, chicken. Well, come on, dig in.
Oh, yes, yes, start, Junior.
This chicken is good. Now, Junior, chew slow or you'll choke on a bone. Ain't this chicken wonderful? Babs, what did you mash your chicken up like that for? It looks like potatoes. Peg, you sure know how to fry chicken. Peg, you're eating too fast. There's no more chicken on your plate. You shouldn't... Hey, wait. You're all eating vegetables. I got a whole chicken here.
Oh, we're tired of chicken.
Oh, yes, I don't care for it.
Yeah, you eat it, Pop. You need it more than we do.
Junior.
Oh, I get it. You're giving me a whole chicken and you starve yourself because you think I'm working so hard and... Oh, what a wonderful family. I don't deserve it.
Now, don't be silly. Of course you do.
No. No, I ain't that big a heel. I won't do it. I'm dividing this up. Here, Peg, you take the breast. Babs, you take the drumsticks. Junior, here's the wings.
Oh, boy.
No, Junior. You let your father have the wings.
No, you keep the wings, Junior. I'm the captain, so I take the rudder.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. Millions of folks from coast to coast are cheering for wonderful Prel. Yes, Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Mother says...
Prel made such a difference in my hair from my very first shampoo. Now my hair is radiantly soft and smooth, so easy to care for.
Dad says...
Say, Prel gets it unsightly dandruff double quick. Leaves a man confident of that clean, well-groomed look.
Yes, even Sonny says...
Boy, Prel's fun to use. I always use Prel right in the shower.
Yes, Prel's a favorite with everyone. First, because Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. Leaves it soft and smooth, free of dulling soap film. Second, Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Doctors' examinations proved it. And Prel goes farther than any known shampoo, cream, or liquid because it's concentrated for economy. Buy, try Prel tomorrow.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
Buy Prel. And now back to The Life of Riley, where we find Riley giving his all for his family in the window of Slovan's department store. But little does Riley know, as he slumbers blissfully, that fate in the person of son Junior and daughter Babs is just around the corner.
Pop won't listen to you, Babs. You'll see.
Well, I'll make him. I won't have him wrecking his health for us. I'm definitely not going to start college. I'll get a job, then Mother won't have to.
Is Mom talking about getting a job?
Oh, she looks at the ads every night. She's awfully worried about Daddy. He didn't sleep again all last night.
Hey, what's that crowd in front of that window?
Oh, let's go see.
Cloud Bank mattress. Or they're showing those new air mattresses.
Junior, maybe if we got Daddy one of those, it'd help him sleep.
Oh. Well, yeah, let's get up closer. Excuse me, lady. Did you hear thunder?
Oh, that's snoring. They have a man sleeping in that bed. Why, the window's vibrating. Junior, there's only one person who snores like that.
Oh, no, it can't be.
But it is.
Babs, Pop will be home soon. What do we do? Shall we tell Mom?
Oh, not yet. She finds out he's been fooling us all along, she'll hit the ceiling.
Yeah, with Pop. Well, that's him.
Oh, hiya, kids. Waiting up for your old Pop, huh? Ah, that's one of the reasons I'm able to stick to this murderous job. I know when I come home, no matter how beat I am, my little Babsy is waiting with my slippers. And there's a big platter of sandwiches on the table. And I reach out. Where's the sandwiches? Babsy, you forgot my slippers.
We didn't forget. We were too busy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine respect. Here I'm breaking my back every night for you kids, and you're too busy to get your poor old tired father a crust of bread. Busy? What were you doing that's more important than your father?
We were window shopping.
Yeah, in Slovin's department store.
Window shopping? What's so special to see in Slovin's window that you... It wasn't me in it, but...
We saw you with our own eyes.
No, it wasn't me. It was somebody who looked just like me, a dummy.
Dummies don't snore.
Okay, I'll confess of my own free will. It was me.
Oh, Daddy, how could you fool us like this?
Well, I didn't mean to. I was going to tell you, but then you all made such a hero out of me, I thought you'd be happier that way.
Happier? We were torturing ourselves.
Well, yeah, we even ate vegetables.
And I was going to give up college and go to work.
And Mom's looking for a job, too.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Did you tell her? Does she know?
Well, not yet.
Well, don't tell her, Babs. Please don't tell her.
But you can't let her go on worrying.
I know, but give me a day or two. Let me sleep on it. let me think about it. I'll get another job. Then she'll never have to know.
Babs.
Well, don't tell her, please.
Babs. Oh, Riley, dear, I didn't know you were home.
Hello, Peg.
How are you, sweetheart? Did you have a hard night?
No, pretty soft.
You're so brave. Oh, you need sleep. I wish there was some way to make you sleep better.
Why don't you move his bed closer to the window?
Junior.
Now sit down, dear. Look here. Have a sandwich. Why, Babs, where are your father's sandwiches? Oh, never mind. I'll get them for you, dear.
Oh, thanks, kids. Thanks for not telling. Oh, I don't deserve to have wonderful kids like you. I'm just a phony.
Oh, no, you're not, Dad.
Yes, I am. I'm a no-good heel.
Oh, don't say that, Pop.
It's true, and you're the ones have to suffer. Oh, why did you ever pick me to give birth to you? Oh, what a mess. I had to be a big hero to my family. I'm no good. I'm no use to them. I'm no use to anyone.
That's not true, Riley. I can use you.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. For you.
I thought you were out of town, Digger, at the Undertaker's convention.
I just returned. Oh, we had a fine convention.
Yeah.
What gaiety. What laughs. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, Digger, did you make a speech like you said?
Ah, yes, to 3,000 delegates. Never before have I addressed such a large body. It's the first time I've ever seen Undertakers carried away.
Well, I didn't have any vacation this summer, and now I'm working nights. I need a dough, so I got an extra job.
Bully for you. What sort of work?
Oh, it's not much of a job. I just lie down with my eyes closed, and people pass by and look at me.
You get paid for this?
$5 a night.
I'll give you six.
Oh, Digger, you got it wrong. I demonstrate mattresses in a store window.
Oh.
Now I'm in a jam. You see, Peg thinks I'm working hard. I hope she don't find out.
What? You haven't told your dear spouse?
Not yet. My dear spouse is liable to throw me out of my dear house.
Nevertheless, you must go to her. Tell her the truth.
No, not now. I gotta go to work at the store. I ain't even going home to eat. Believe me, Digger, it's terrible leading a double life.
You're telling me. As we say in my profession, if you lead a double life, you'll pay double in the end. Well, good day, sir. I'd better be shoveling off.
Hi, Mom. Is dinner ready?
Oh, I'm starving.
It's all ready, but you'll have to get it yourselves. I'll be back soon.
Oh, where are you going?
Your father phoned and said he can't come home for his dinner, so I'm going to bring it down to the store.
Oh, no,
Mother.
Oh,
no, don't, Mother.
Oh, why not? You know your father. He loves surprises.
Not this one.
Oh, he'll be all right, and Mother, stay home.
Yeah, Pop will make out okay.
Well, of all the what's the matter with you children? You don't appreciate what your poor father's doing for us.
Did he ask you to bring his dinner?
Why, of course not. You know your father hates to put us out.
Oh, well, let me take it.
But no.
I'll take it there.
No, I'm going myself. I'm going to see to it that he quits this horrible job and gets some rest.
Well, I don't know if you can see Riley, ma'am. He's just about ready to go to work.
Well, I'll only be a minute.
Well, all right, but make it fast. You'll find him in there. First door on your left.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll be right out. Riley!
Oh, hello, Peg. Glad to see you. Peg! Peg, how did you go home?
Riley, dear, what are you doing in bed? Why aren't you working?
Well, I collapsed.
You collapsed?
Nothing to worry about. I'm just a physical wreck. I'll be all right.
Oh, my poor darling. Oh, I knew this had happened, going without any sleep. You made yourself sick just for us. Oh, Riley.
Peg, please don't cry, please.
You'll have to go now, ma'am. This man has got to go to work.
Work? In his condition?
He looks okay to me.
Why, how can you say that? Do you realize he just collapsed?
Collapsed? Who, him? Sleeping Beauty?
It's bad enough he's been breaking his back for you night after night. But now when the poor thing collapses from exhaustion, you want to force him to go to work. Well, that's the cruelest thing I ever heard of.
You better go, sir, before she calls the SPCA.
Look, lady, I don't know what your husband's been telling you, but take it from me. He's got the softest job in town. $5 a night just for sleeping on that mattress. Now, please go, madam. I got to open the window drapes.
Window? Mattress?
Well,
Chester A. Riley.
Okay, Peg, okay. I'll confess of my own free will. I demonstrate this here mattress.
All this time, you were
Now, wait, Peg. You wouldn't hit a man when he's down, would you?
Here I was, worrying myself sick over you, catering to you, giving you the children's food. And all the time you were lying here on this bed, night after night, sleeping.
Now, just a minute, Peg. I wasn't sleeping. This job ain't the cinch you think it is. It takes a lot of concentration to lie here, and it's a big strain on the nervous system. All those people watching me through the window. It's a lot tougher than physical work. So don't tell me I was sleeping.
That's not the point. You had no right to fool your family like that. Why, when I think of what we went through, worrying about your health, worrying about your insomnia... Riley, wake up!
It's a losing fight.
The Rileys will be back in a moment. Everyone's praising, everyone's amazing at Prel. Wonderful Prel. Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the tube. From New York City, Mrs. Clinton Burnett says this about Prel.
After my first Prel shampoo, I was honestly thrilled with the radiance of my hair, as well as the easy way I could arrange it into attractive coiffures. Take it from me. Using Prel's a pleasure.
Friends, try Prel the very next time you shampoo. You'll love it for two reasons. First, because Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. Second, because Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Ask for Prel shampoo.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
Peg, you forgive me?
I've told you a dozen times, yes. I forgive you. Now you satisfied?
No. Say it like you mean it. With a kiss.
No.
Oh, come on, Peg.
Oh. Oh, I can't be mad at you. Oh, here.
Ah. Now you're talking my language. And I promise that from now on, I'll always tell the truth. Hey, where's the kids?
Oh, Babs is out. Junior's still sleeping.
11 o'clock and he's still sleeping?
Well, it's Sunday. Let him sleep.
It ain't good for a boy to sleep too much. He should be up and about doing things. I don't want him to grow up to be a lazy loafer. That boy should be...
Riley?
But Peg, I... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. People who live in glass windows shouldn't throw stones.
Procter & Gamble invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. And next week, Red Skelton drops in on Riley for a surprise visit. Don't miss it. William Bendix is currently starring in the Babe Ruth story and Allied Artist picture. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. This is Riley's Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Wonderful ivory snow. Your lovely lingerie can stay lovely longer with wonderful ivory snow. And here's how you can prove it. Just wash your dishes with ivory snow as millions prefer to do. When you see how kind ivory snow is to your hands, you'll know it's extra kind to fine washables. But safety is only half the story. Smart homemakers also prefer ivory snow's granulated form that gives rich suds instantly, even in cool water. Ivory snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. There's no other soap like it. Give your negligees, undies, all nice things, ivory snow care. They'll stay lovely longer with wonderful ivory snow. This is Ken Niles reminding you to listen again next week when Prel brings you The Life of Riley with an hilarious visit from that very funny man, Red Skelton. Good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.